Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Our friend Alex Dono is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Before we talk a little Canes with him, I remind you, the best place to get geared up with Canes gear is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Alex Dono hosts the Locked On Canes podcast, fills in for us occasionally as well. He'll be filling in for us one day next week, and we always enjoy talking football with him. What do you think the line would be for Canes at FSU? I'm just spitballing here. I have no idea if I'd be in the ballpark or not.
There was a publication that put a line out. Like, I don't think you can actually bet on it right now on the Hard Rock app or on a sports book, but somebody put out a number that was around six and a half or seven in Miami's favor. But again, like, I don't put a whole lot of stock into that until I see how Florida State looks against Virginia, because that's going to tell us a lot. And I give FSU a lot of credit. Week one, Bama didn't know what hit them. Like, they smacked Bama in the mouth. But since then, they've played East Texas A&M and Kent State. Then they had a bye week. So I expect them to beat Virginia, but I think Virginia is off to a pretty good start, especially on offense. So I'll probably have I'm sure the handicappers will have a better idea after the Florida State UVA game.
Not a fedora? You got a fedora on, big man?
I don't know what you call this. It's like a well, I don't think this is a fedora, but it's some kind of I wanted to try to look as Italian as possible for you guys. That was my mission today.
The flat hat.
Too early to drink spritzes.
Flat hat? Is that a flat hat?
The flat hat. Hiyo. Got my flat hat on.
Flat hat. Love a flat hat.
The Canes are legit. We know. Is Florida State legit? Because, like, yeah, that little quarterback's fun to watch, but I don't know if that's going to take them over the edge.
I mean, I know that the little quarterback, as you call him, Tommy Castellanos, is like really excited to be with Gus Malzahn, because that's who recruited him out of high school, recruited him to UCF. And so Malzahn, who's the OC now at Florida State, obviously thinks that Castellanos is the perfect quarterback to run his offense. They've been running over people so far. I mean, again, take it with a grain of salt, but they had 8 touchdown runs against Kent State the other day. So they've been having a lot of fun. And Castellanos has hit a lot of, like, deep balls. They haven't really had much of an intermediate passing game. But to answer your question, I don't know what to make of Florida State. Like, it's obvious they're dramatically better than they were last year, because last year they probably beat Kent State by a touchdown if they played them. They were so bad last year. But I, you know, again, I don't know how quickly can you really turn a team from 2-10 into a team that can legitimately contend for a conference championship and a playoff spot. If Mike Norvell actually did that, then it's like one of the greatest coaching turnarounds in history. I know it's easier now, I guess, with the transfer portal and stuff, but I don't know. Like, I find it hard to believe that Florida State is really as good as they've looked so far. I guess we'll find out.
Somebody texts in, by the way, the early line on FanDuel is Canes -4.5.
Okay. So there is a line on there. I don't know. Maybe
an early line. Who knows? Again, there'll be there'll be some changing. That'll change a little bit leading up to the game, obviously. Let me ask you what I asked Crowder and Solana at the beginning of the show today. We saw yesterday College Game Day on the UM campus last Saturday, the second highest rated game day in ESPN history, regular season history. So I was asking them, how do you extrapolate that? What does that mean to you? What does it say to you? I was saying, for me, it says, hey, there is a national appetite for a successful Miami Hurricanes football program. Solana pointed out, Crowder pointed out, there's also a little hate watching too. I think people want to see a sparse crowd at the campus, a fan base that doesn't particularly care because they don't have a stadium on campus. And they got the exact opposite. I'm curious what it means to you to know that this matchup was the second highest rated game day in their history.
I think you're both right. I think there's a lot of people who, for positive reasons, have been waiting for Miami to be good again, because it's exciting when Miami's good. People remember, you know, even some of like the kids who weren't old enough to watch the 2001 team, like they've seen the U documentaries, like people are aware of the history. But then to Solana's point, it's a lot of hate watching going on. But Miami brings that out in people, like, and it's not just the Hurricanes, it's the city of Miami, but it's especially the Hurricanes, because people love to hate on them, especially in the Jimmy Johnson days. And also Miami's just it's a beautiful place. Like, the campus is beautiful, looked great on TV. You know, the McAfee high dive thing was hilarious. I thought Kachuk did a really good job as the guest picker. Like, it was a really entertaining episode of College Game Day. Like, I go out of my way every Saturday, maybe not to watch the whole 3 hours, but I watch at least a few segments every week of College Game Day. And some of the episodes are really forgettable. I thought that was a really good episode overall, so I'm not surprised it did well. But I mean, Miami is a team that, you know, even when Miami isn't good, you always have the national media rolls with their narrative of, oh, they win one big game. It's like, are the Canes back? Is Miami back? And then as soon as Miami loses a game, the media just dumps all over Miami. Like, it's, people used to do the same thing with Texas, right? When Texas was sort of maybe on the way back, or the Longhorns back, and then they're not. They're terrible. I mean, look at the way people are piling on Arch Manning in Texas right now. Like, Miami is one of those programs that I just think, even when they've not been good for the better part of the last 20 years, they're still relevant. Like, people still think about Miami and they pay attention to Miami.
Dono, through four games, what's one thing? I'll give you an example. I knew up front the trenches, the Canes were going to dominate, because everybody, including you on Locked On Canes, has been adamant. Like, hey, Mario's got his guys up front on both sides of the football. But I was taken aback at how great the receivers have been, considering you lost really good receivers last year, either to the NFL or to the transfer portal. And I just wasn't sure. New quarterback, new receivers, how is that going to work? But what's like one thing that you're surprised or shocked at how great it's been for the University of Miami football team? Because I think there's a lot of places you can look on the field and say, wow, they're exceeding expectations here.
Well, since you brought up a couple good examples, I'm going to go a little off the beaten path. They've really impressed me on special teams so far. You know, part of it is their transfer kicker. They have two transfer kickers, and the one who won the job is not the one I expected to win the job, Carter Davis, who transferred from FAU. This dude's been perfect so far this year, including 53 yarder. Yeah. He just made against Florida, made the 48-yard game winning kick against Notre Dame. He was 4 for 11 at FAU. Like, I mean, how is he doing what he's doing right now? And it's also the coverage, and it helps that Davis has been booming everything through the end zone. So Miami gave up 2 kickoff returns for touchdowns last year, which was, you know, kind of embarrassing. The punting's been really good. The coverage has been really good. So I would say special teams, because special teams, people didn't talk about it that much because the defense was also not good. That was a more obvious thing. But special teams was also a liability last year in a lot of ways, and they've looked really good so far this year.
And not only just the additions, like, The bringing in Cam Ward for a year, Heisman Trophy candidate. Bringing in Carson Beck, Heisman Trophy candidate. And now you're saying, like, the transfer portal is changing things. But I keep telling people when they ask me, look around the team. Look at the O-line. Look at, like, they're building from within. Mario's building from within, where you want to look at the big names coming in. But these trenches are killing people. Like, they know I get excited. Like, I almost get a little excited when Reuben Bain's name get brought up. Because he might be the best player in the nation at what he does. Like the overall, the big names are there, but overall, this roster has been adjusted. Like you said, how long does it take to change the roster? It took what? It took Mario 3 years, 4 years. Now they have some dogs out there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, and it starts up front, like you mentioned, Crowder. And one of the reasons why I think Miami's one of the two or three best teams in the country right now, I mean, the AP's got them in number two, is because when you've got a strong offensive line and a strong defensive line and a strong running game, like, that stuff travels really well, and it's a good thing to lean on. Like, when things were starting to get, you know, looking a little dicey against Florida, when the momentum was going over to the Gators after they scored a touchdown and Beck threw the interception, the next time they get the football, Mario Cristobal is going, pound the rock, and they run 10 times in a 13-play touchdown drive and just really just out-muscled the opposition and wore them out. And we've seen them able to do that. They did it against Notre Dame. They did it against South Florida. You know, Bethune-Cookman, if that even counts. But they've been doing that all season long. And then you talk about Bain. And he's having himself a season, Crowder. 22 quarterback pressures already. Had 10 against Florida. And, like, Florida's offensive line had actually graded out pretty well before the Miami game. I'm not saying their offense is good, but their offensive line had graded out pretty well. And Bain was in the backfield constantly. He was against Notre Dame as well. And I think it really helps Bain that Akeem Mezidor, also on that defensive line, is having like almost as good of a season as Bain is. So you can only double him so much, because if you pay too much extra attention to Bain, then Mezidor is going to kill you and vice versa. So the group has been really, really exciting. I mean, you know, we saw some miscues with the passing game against Florida, which Miami's going to try to correct again before they take on Florida State. But when you can lean on the trenches and lean on a good running game, you can go pretty far in college football.
Dono, do you remember the name of Renshaw's cat?
Nova.
Yeah, very good. I wanted to see if that was something that's still, yeah, you'll never forget, right? If I say to you, is that my cat in here? You get the shakes. Like, is that a PTSD moment for you?
I do. That happened. I want to say it was 2013. It was like, or 2014. I think 2013. So we're talking 12 years. I remember that whole show like it was last week. Like I can just picture myself back in the old, what you used to call the dying space capsule, the old
the Apollo WQAM studios. Dying space capsule studio.
Is that my cat over there?
Did you know when you walked in that day that it was going to be a rough day? Was he in rough shape?
Yeah, when I saw him come up the stairs and he was like talking to himself going up the stairway, I knew we were in for a day.
Have you spoken to him since? Have you spoken to Renshaw at all since that day, Dono?
No, I haven't. I mean, I'm not opposed to it. I honestly, I don't know how to read. Like, I have no ill will. Like, it's, I just haven't spoken. Like, I just want to make that clear. Like, don't think I don't like the guy or something.
Oh, yeah. Everybody has an off show every now and then.
What about Stooge Knight? You remember him?
You remember the Stooge Knight?
Of course I do. Suge Knight and what was it? Cleland Farrell.
Had to bring that up, huh?
We have golf updates. The award-winning golf updates.
Yeah, we have to do a beyond. Horschel.
Everybody remembers, Hawk. Everybody remembers.
We have to do a segment one day of just Dono, you know, radio memories, radio nightmares. Because I've always maintained my Mount Rushmore of radio moments on WQAM are all you. None of them are me. And they're my own.
But I was just a bystander, though. Like, I was just.
It's you and
well,
Renshaw,
the ambient thing, I had something to do with
you
that.
You and
one,
Suge Knight. It's the ambient thing. All my great radio moments are just me laughing at your moments.
America.
I mean, I feel like I should write a book, but I think only Mark Hockman would buy the book. I don't think anyone else would buy it.
I would reorder it on Amazon right now. Put it up there. I will.
You'd be the only one.
Alex Dono, maybe Nova the Cat could do the foreword. Alex Dono, check out the Locked On Canes podcast. Dono will be filling in for us on Thursday next week as well. Thank you, Dono.
Thanks, guys.
There you go. Alex Dono, man. He is fun. I have so many memories, and they're all his. I'm just bogarted all his radio memories and made them my own.
And he's such the nicest person in the world that gets caught in this.
Person in the world, and he is caught up in just the biggest radio nonsense. He's like, finally, I got past the Renshaw thing. I'll be fine. Here's our new sports anchor guy. Be on. Be Horschel. Like, what did I do?
At least Renshaw was on drugs. I was sober. Renshaw had an excuse. I walked in.
You were on top of your game.
I was on a juice cleanse. I was in there like as sober as I've ever been.
Yeah, I don't know who these guys are.
Oh, really? I'm finally passing Renshaw and Nova the Cat.
Suge Knight, Leland.
What's his name again?
For all you hip hop heads out there.
What's his name again?
Poor Dono.
Leland.
War stories, man. Dono's got war stories.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.